we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't gonna let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't gonna let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man.
All right. That was the great Martin Luther King Jr. And you're listening to WKRP Live, and I am Cedric Miller. Today we have a great show today, guys, and I thank you all for tuning in and listening. Today we have two foot soldiers, if you will, of the NAACP affiliates. I mean, they were back in the time when the civil rights movement was going on. We have first Mr. Napoleon Mays and Sister Mary Jackson. You know, two men and women of God that went through some things back in their time. They were there and they experienced some things. And I just think it's a privilege for them to be on my show today. And we're going to get things started with talking with both of them. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Fine. How are you today?
I am doing fine. All right. And Brother Mays, I wanted to ask you as well as for Sister Jackson. I'll get you guys one at a time. But, you know, being experiencing that in that time and age and prevalent, because I seen it when I was coming up. I think it was about 9 or 10 when Martin Luther King was assassinated, and I was asking my mom, I was trying to understand about the civil rights movement. But you know, as a young kid and everything, you only see so much. But for you, as being there, as yourself as being young and everything, could you guys explain some of it to me? Just let my listeners know what you guys really experienced back in that time when Martin Luther King, when the civil rights movement was beginning.
Well, in the first march they started to go across the bridge, we didn't participate in that march.
Yeah.
But the second march, when they came across, all I knew that I had to be a part of that march.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I asked my mom, could we join?
Yeah.
And she gave us her blessing. And we were so thrilled at the age of 15. I was 15 years old at that time.
Yes, sir.
And I just knew I wanted to be a part of that historic moment.
Yeah.
And just seeing Dr. King when he was out in the front, and Jesse Jackson and all of them, they were singing songs, and It was a moment that I never will forget.
Yes. And I can imagine so. And Ms. Jackson, tell the people how did, you know, you perceive everything as being young, you know, and meeting Dr. Martin Luther King and going in that march as well. I mean, how were things like for you as being a young lady?
Well, at that time, I wanted to be a part of the movement because I understood that we was marching for equal rights. We was marching so we would be able to vote. And it was the main thing was one man, one vote, because at that time they was trying to keep us from voting. So even though I was a young girl, I wanted to be a part of it, to be able to have the right to vote. And as my brother said, we joined it when it was here in Lowndes County. We asked our mom could we be a part of it. And it was a great experience for me because Dr. King was a man that was one of a kind. He had the most melodious voice, and we knew he stood for he stood for what was right and nonviolent. And that was one thing that caught my attention, because he stood for nonviolent. It was a nonviolent movement. And we knew that we was taking a chance that it was a possibility that we could get hurt or we could get killed, but we were willing at that time. You know, if they killed us, it was going to be all right, because we was marching for a purpose.
That's right. And that was my next question I was going to ask you guys, by being so young and everything. Were you guys afraid, and especially being like in Lowndes County and everything, where, you know, I know that at that time, it wasn't prevalent for everybody to agree about the marches and different things, and opposition came. How did you all feel about that as growing up? You know, were you all getting any threats, or were people doing anything? Just let my listeners know. I guess, Brother Mays, I'll have you tell us, and then Sister Jackson after you.
Okay.
Well, our parents, my mother taught us not to be afraid of anything. She said, stand for what you believe. And my mother always embedded that in us. You know, when they had the sign that said, you know, color and white, we went there, but she said, hold your head up. Don't be ashamed. And we didn't fear, because we knew what we were doing was for the future, so people can be able to vote. Cause we were young and we weren't able to vote at that time, but we knew that the black people didn't have a right to vote.
Yeah.
So we just sung songs and was so happy to be in there. It was no fear, you know?
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And then in my lifetime, we saw a great change just in 50 short years. So we saw the change that came over after being in that march. We saw things start to change.
Yeah. And let me ask you, and also the same with you, Sister Jackson. I know your brother was saying the same, but go ahead. Let us know.
I was just going to say that, no, we were not afraid. We knew the danger that it could be, and we told our mom, you know, if we was going to march, regardless of what was going to be the outcome, because we were just determined to march for equality, even being young at that time. We knew that the possibility, but it didn't matter. I mean, we was young, but I knew I said in my heart, if I die, then, you know, just let me die, as long as other people get the right to vote.
That is true. I believe everyone deserves, no matter color. And that's one thing I like, as you know, we're coming on Martin Luther King's holiday and birthday as well, but that's one thing which he stood for, everyone and equal justice, you know?
Yeah.
And even though it didn't seem like people wanted that segregation they wanted, even in Alabama, when Governor George Wallace, now that was one thing that I thought was kind of strange, when he stood in the doorway, you know, and didn't want to let the young lady in. But he was a big critic, as I know, of wanting segregation. But years later down the road, I guess after he got shot and everything, seemed like he changed. But that's another story. You know, because, yeah, he did. And I noticed that, you know, God only allowed things to go so long before, you know, just like he did with Pharaoh. You know, God said, I raised him up to be like that.
Yeah.
He made it hard so that God can show his worth, you know. And so God, in the same way I look at that, you know, there's a lot of things going on.
I liked about the movement was it was black and white. I mean, truly, when we sang black and white together, it was a lot of white people that was with us. And I had the opportunity to walk with Jonathan Daniel, the young man that got killed in Hainesville. You know, we shot him because he was trying to get people registered to vote. So it was black and white. And you couldn't tell. It was no discrimination. I mean, you know, you could not tell a person by the color of their skin. We all worked together, walked together, and that's what I loved about it. We were all together as one.
And then we had the song that we were singing as we were walking. You know, everyone was joining hands. We all were walking down Highway 80, which was a two-lane at that time. And we were just walking, and they had the National Guard on both sides of the road, you know, and the helicopter flying above us, and we just were singing the freedom songs, you know, and just having fun, you know.
That's a great thing. That's the way it should be, and you know, and even till nowadays. But we're gonna talk. I'm gonna talk more about you with it. We're gonna go to a commercial break, as it will, and we'll be back with my guest, special guest, Napoleon Mays. And Mary Jackson, foot soldiers of the Civil Rights Movement. We'll be back on WKRP Live.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right, and we're back with WKRP Live. And as I mentioned before, man, this is a special week and special time, especially in a way with civil rights movement and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, let me just say one thing about this. There is so much going on in the world right now. And I think about the young men that are taking a little topic a different way that got beat up viciously by those 14s, you know, and a lot of people are trying to say, well, if he was black, then it wouldn't happen to white dudes. But you know what? Once a sin is a sin and wrong is wrong. You know, I can't condone being wrong. You know, they Facebook lived it, you know, and they were just beating them up. This is an autistic young man, you know, and I would say this, whether he was a black person, white people doing it or whatever, you know, wrong is wrong. It still was wrong, and I can't condone such an action, you know, and I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know, you know, but a lot of people are mad because they didn't get bunned because they figure it's a hate crime. Yeah, it is a hate crime. You know, if they were black, you know, and a lot of people saying about that football player that did that young man wrong, and that's true, too. You know, I'm not encouraging anyone to go out there and beat anybody up just because of the color of their skin. That's not right. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., he stood up. He was a foot soldier for justice and righteousness. And that's how we should be. You know, we're supposed to love one another. But, man, there is so much hate mongers going on right by this time, Brother Mays and Sister Jackson. You know, people, it's like they're trying to stir up a race war, as it will, you know. And I don't know. You know, I just can't see that. But, like, you know, even civil rights movement, they, like you were just saying, black, white, they all – came together, Sister Jackson, as you were saying, in harmony, you know, in harmony, not to devour any separatism, but they came together for a purpose.
Yeah.
And that purpose was to see everyone treated equally, you know, like they had equal rights. Everyone wants those rights.
Yeah.
You know, one doesn't want to seem belittled because of the race. That's not right. And I just wanted to say that right quick. How do you feel about that, Brother Mays? I'm just about this thing going on now.
Well, we have to learn to respect one another. And that's what made the civil rights movement so powerful back in the days, because that's what Dr. King was teaching about, nonviolent. And we wouldn't have been success unless we had, it take it, all races, because
right.
God made all of us. And
that's
when
right.
he made this world, he made us all different. But we have to learn to get along with each other and respect each other, even though we may have different opinions. But we
Amen.
All have one common goal, that is for to take care of our family.
That's
we
right.
all want to go out and get a nice job and work hard and take care of your family. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
And until
Amen.
We learn that we are all in this melting pot together, because God made all of us. And he made
Come
us to love one another.
That's right.
And if we can't get along down here, how are we going to get along in heaven?
Watch out now. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. That's right. That is so
but
right.
You can,
what are your thoughts on that, Sister Jackie?
My thoughts, I agree with what he said. And I really wish that we would take the theme that Dr. King had, that was love and nonviolence, you know, even today, because that is going to work. That was one thing I really loved about the organization that he had. It was nonviolent, and he really meant that nonviolence. Because I remember I was walking beside him, and someone told him that Stokely Carmichael, along with Slick, wanted to join. And he told them specifically, no, they could not join because they stood for the opposite of what he stood for. He said they could not join because they were violent. He said this movement is strictly nonviolent.
Come
and,
on.
I believe that if we thought or took more of the way he had the movement back then, today it would be a better world today. And love is a peculiar thing, you know. Love would get us through anything. And what the world is missing today, what I see is love.
Thank you so much.
And what we have to do, Seth, is tell our kids, our young kids, about the struggle.
Amen.
Because that's what is really missing.
That's right.
A lot of the young people, they don't want to hear about the struggle.
Yeah.
But if someone lost their life before you, you know, and we should never let them forget the struggle that we had to go through and we still going through to be where we are today.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what happened behind you, you're not going to know what's going on around you.
That's right.
Yes. And I agree, and I think that the history book watered the struggle down, and our children don't know about the struggle, and because they don't know about the struggle, you know, they take things for granted. But when you think about people died so that you can have the right to vote,
Amen.
It hurts my heart to know that a lot of people have that privilege today, and they don't exercise it.
Yes,
they don't use it. They don't go to vote. When we had to fight, we walked for them to be able to register, to get registered to vote. So we need to get the word out. And like you say, our children need to know more about the struggle, because there was a struggle. And if we are
that's
not
right.
careful, they're slowly trying to bring it back. You know, take the
that's
the vote,
true.
The voters' right away from us, so we won't be able to vote.
And
yeah,
then we not only in president election, we got to vote at the local level. It
true.
All gets started at the local level. Every election is important, not just the president, but in our local election, because it determines who you're putting in there, sending to the Senate and the Congress.
That is correct. It really does. We all got to get out there and support. If you don't like that candidate that's running, we all got to, even myself, I even the last election, I didn't know which way to go, but I had to go and vote, because I couldn't rest. And my wife was like, hey, you got to get out of there. Thank God for Yeah, and which I did. And because I want to instill that in our kids, and like you were saying, other parents need to, we have to. Because either we can sit on the vote or we can go and do something about it. We talk about change, we want change, but we have to, actions speak louder than words.
Exactly.
When
I was living in New York, I used to take my son into the voting booth with me and let him see the lever that I was pulling. You know, I taught him how important it is to vote.
Yeah.
Don't ever feel like your vote don't count, because it do. Even with this past election, I know a lot of people are feeling down, but we got to roll up our pants and get into the fight, and we got to fight even harder today, you know, because we got so much for our kids and our grandkids. That's what we are fighting for.
That's right.
Yeah, we as parents have to stress the importance of being able to vote, because I think we don't stress it enough, and we take advantage of it. You know, if, like I said, we need to know the struggle. There was a struggle to give us a right to be able to vote. People died so that we would be able to go to vote. And then we will stress that more and talk to our children and instill in them how important it is. Then I think it would be better.
That is so true. We're going to take another commercial break, but in this commercial break, we're going to hear a song by John Legend and Carmen, which I love so much. It's called Glory, Selma to Montgomery March. And when we come back, we're going to talk about somebody took a trip to Washington. We're going to let you all talk about that and explain about how that came to be after this short commercial break. You're listening to WKRP Live.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
We're back with WKRP Live. We have some astronomical guests, Napoleon Mays and Ms. Mary Jackson, foot soldiers in the Civil Rights Movement. Now, as I said on commercial, leading to commercial break, that we were going to talk about you guys with the NAACP going to Washington to receive an award. You guys want to elaborate on that, Brother Mays or Sister Jackson? Tell the people about it.
Yes, we went to Washington, D.C. Last year in February 24th.
Mm-hmm.
They were honoring the foot soldier, those that who had walked in the march. And we thank the congresswoman from Selma and Sister Bell, who...
Yeah. Terry Stewart, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, Terry Stewart and Sister Bell, who was able to get us the ticket, and we went up there, and it was such a great honor, you know, just to remember the time that we walked in that march, and we also saw Vivaldo Luso, who got murdered when we had finished the march to Montgomery, and we were on our way back home. We was right behind the car when they killed her, you know. So just being in the midst of that, it really brought back memories, and it was such an honor to be there, you know, and to see that they're going to put our name engraved into a stone, you know, of everyone who participated. We were able to see a lot of people that was involved in the march at that time. So I thank God for the opportunity that he allows me to see that, this great change in that 50 years, you know?
Awesome. That is so awesome. And Sister Jackson, how was your experience being known that you guys were being, I'm not saying called out, but being honored in such a manner, you know?
It was a wonderful, exhilarating experience. I was just elated to know that President Obama would give us a award for, you know, being foot soldiers at that time. And we were able to see Congressman John Lewis, and I know Pastor Reese from Selma. And as my brother stated, we got a chance to see a lot of the people that, you know, was with us back at that time. So it was a great time, and I was honored to be able to be in the number with those people there. It made me feel really good to know that, you know, I walked in at that time, even though I was a little girl. It was not in vain.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is so elating. You know, like you were saying, that is a blessing come out of all. You know, some people are thinking just marching and everything, but in time, God always has a plan for you all to be honored in such a way.
Yes.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, that's a high esteem thing. You know, for them to call you, to present you, just saying, hey, out of your labor of love, as it were.
Yeah.
This is a token, just a token of saying thank you for what all of you all did. And I say that myself. I take my hat off. I commend you both for doing that, for my race of people, white, black, Indian, or Haitian, whatever. So you guys stood in the gap for those that weren't able maybe to stand in that gap that time, that weren't around that time, you know, because I'm sure there were, like, older people, a lot of people that couldn't get out there and do that, and walk like that. But they wanted to, but they had the initiative, you guys going forth and doing, because you heeded the call, and that's a blessing. I thank you all so much for that. And you're right, we have to instill in our kids that, you know, you can't take anything for granted. You have to, because people die for this cause. They die for a right to vote. They die for a right to just stand up for righteousness and say, hey, for justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people were, you know, like you said, assassinated, killed a lot of people. And it's dumbfounded to me because I'm like, man, all these, I was watching the Mississippi Burning, the movie about the, I'm like, wow, these guys just went out there to pass out, you know, pamphlets talking about what's right. And they were killed by the local law. And a lot of people, you know, that was crazy.
And also, as a result of the movement, Congressman John Lewis was able to become Congressman Terry Sewell, and a lot of people were able to get in office as a result of the civil rights movement. As a result of walking, you know, so I'm grateful to be able to see that too.
And that's what we have to do today. If we don't like the way things, that's what the president was saying the other night when he was giving a farewell speech. He said, if you don't like the way things are, get you a pad and go out and get some names and run yourself. And that's what we have to start doing. We don't like the people that are in office. They're not doing what we want because they work for us. They're not doing what we want them to do. And then
that's
we
right.
change them. We got to learn to vote them out.
That's
you know,
correct.
We are the people. And your vote really counts. Don't let anyone tell you that your vote does not matter. It really matters. You know?
Yeah. Because I had to, some people were thinking the electoral, the last vote, you know, because they, like, some people say they had the last say-so or different things. But you're right, all votes do matter. And if we sit back and just lie, then we can't complain. Like someone told me, if you don't get out and vote, then why you can't complain about who's in office and what? That is so true. Then you have to get out there and do something about it. Go out there, use your, you know, they say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yes,
it
is.
It really is. Yes.
It is.
It really is.
And when, you know, the more You call your congressman if you don't like anything what's going on. You call them or write them, or either you can. Today we got so much technology, you can do
emails.
Yes, email and tweet it. You can tweet them, you know, and they pay attention to all that, you know. You just bombarded his office with all these emails and everything. They have to listen, but if you don't. If you don't do anything, just go along with just to get along, then we in trouble.
Yes,
you know?
We are. That is so true. If we are, but that's why I said we all have to stand. You know, even in the Word, it's in the Word of God. You know,
amen.
About, you know, if you just don't be quiet, you have to. Even Jesus, when he was brought up, the Pharaoh, you know, he didn't say anything at the time, but he did. He spoke. But whatever he spoke, it was just, there it is. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus, he came, like he said, as a lamb this time. But he spoke. He said, you brought a vipers. Whatever, he had displeasure in the government. But, mm-hmm. you know, there was a way, like you said, there was a way in how he handled it.
That's
and
right.
Even us, we have a way. You know, and if we don't like something, we have to take, even myself or anybody, I'm saying this for everyone to listen. If you don't like the way things are being ran, whether it's local, branch or whatever, like you said, or the governmental branch,
mm-hmm.
you have to put it on a pen, make it known, make it plain, get with people, come together, yeah. voice yeah. your opinion. And matter of fact, you know, some people, we need to start going to some of the meetings they have,
amen.
community
amen.
Meetings, when they be wanting to pass laws and different things. That's the point. So many laws are being passed that are just crazy because people don't show up. There's no opposition. So if there's no opposition, they're going to pass. And when they pass it, you can't get mad because it takes, you have to go through hell and high water to try and get it changed.
That's yeah. right.
So that's what I'm saying. We have to start. Some people said, don't get involved in government. You can't do all that. Jehovah's Witnesses have that thing. You know, they don't believe in getting involved in with government anything. No mm-hmm. elections, no nothing. But if you don't, you know, the Bible said, my people pass for the lack of knowledge. They don't. Yeah. If you don't do this, then you got to accept whatever wrath that comes
mm-hmm.
upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the time of change. This is a new year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a new time, and so much is going on around the world. It's just a sign of the time. But I just know one thing, that Jesus does not want his people to just sit down there for the lack of, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
If you know better, we have to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you're saying, what racist, whatever, and that comes for even bigotry, whatever. You know, if people saying this and saying this, okay, I'll tell you what. Then we're going to get a committee of people, get that person out of power. We're going to try everything we can to talk about this. We're going to do, you have to try because, you know, if you don't try, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Amen.
Like you're saying, Brother Mays.
Yeah.
You said it better. You said it just like it, that's the word, because we're not going back, we're going forward.
Amen.
You know, those times, we went through a lot. Now I wonder now, if Martin Luther King Jr. was still alive, what do you say? Have we progressed, or we still like seem like we're going back? But I know we have progressed a lot, but we have ways to go. We have
mm-hmm.
many more ways to go. And one thing I mean about that means the coming together and brotherly love, unconditional love. You know, that agape love, like God says.
But you know, when I was coming up as a young boy, I thought mm-hmm. that Dr. King would have been the first black president.
Yeah, if he would have lived, I believe he would.
Yeah. And then when they killed him, it seemed like my whole dream had went away, you know. But I was able to
uh-huh.
see it in my time, which I never
uh-huh.
thought that I would be able to see it. But God had a way. His time, not our time, you know. He says ways are not our ways, you
yeah.
know. So, but as a boy coming up, I always saw, because Dr. King was, you know, he was, so he spoke so eloquent words, you know, and
yeah.
he was for the peoples, you know. I mean, I can remember when the lady stabbed him up in New York, you know, and he didn't even press charges, you know.
Yeah.
But that type of person he was. But God allowed me to see it in my days, a black president. You know, so it let
mm-hmm.
us know that We can be anything that we want to be by the help of the good Lord. If we put God
right.
first, you know.
Got to keep him first. Got to keep him first.
And he'll bring it to pass because, you know, even in the Bible days, you know, what he told him, said, render what Caesar, give Caesar what is belonging to him, and the rest, you know, he give it to the Lord, you know.
But even him being the black president was a result of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
That was the result of it. So we're still reaping the benefit of, you know, the movement, and I'm just glad that I was a part of it.
Amen.
That's a great blessing. I'm glad you guys were too. And I also want to say this, that I thank God that I have a great pastor, and I want to miss Pastor Carl Bell.
Yes.
And at Southview Worship Center in Hainesville, Alabama. You guys got to come out there. And the reason why I call these great people, men and women of God, brother and sister, because they are my church members as well. And I thank God for them to be leaders in the church as well as with Pastor Carl Bell and his wife, Helen Arbell. And, you know, as you said, and they were brought up Lowndes County way in different ways. You know, a lot of people went through a lot of things to get to where they are. But, you know, like you said, it had to be, it is the Lord that if it had not been for God that was on our side, where would we be? You know, because he loves his children. I mean, I don't, no matter what, black, white, Indian, Haitian, he loves us all.
Amen.
All we have to do is trust in him and believe that it is he. It's him, you know. It's not us. It's by his grace and mercy that brings us through. You know, and I just take out of time and just say, I just thank God for even allowing me to have this time, this opportunity as being a radio broadcaster. I thank him for that. You know, all blessings go to him.
Yeah.
And in life, we have our struggles. We go through things from day to day. But when it's all said and done, God will prevail. He will bring you out. I'm saying that to my listeners and my people around the world. No matter what you're going through right now, take it from these people. They walk the walk and talk the talk. But look at what God has done. I mean, he has blessed them. And, I mean, to go to Washington and to be given love and such an honor, man, that is great. And then you did it for the people of God, and you all were just, I think, and you all are humble, very humble. And if you know him like I know, Brother Mays is a very humble man, and Sister Jackson. And so I thank God for them. And I just wanted to say that again, that this is how that I want to live my life. I want to be a godly person, you know what I'm saying, as good things as they've done. I want to be able to stand up for righteousness. I want to stand up for justice.
Yes.
Like Martin Luther King said, to be a drum major, you know? And that's the thing. And I just thank you guys for today. But I want you guys, as we are about to come to a closing a little later, but I want you guys to just take each of you to take time and tell someone out there, Brother Mays, and tell someone that might be going through some things right now in their life, but just give them a word of encouragement or what thus said the Lord. You go ahead. And then Sister Jackson, I'll let you have your say. Thank you.
Whatever you're going through in life, just remember that God have everything under control. Put God first in your life. He said, weeping will endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. And if you can learn to just hold on and just look and see what the Lord has brought you from, he's the same God. God never changed. He's the same God back in the Bible days that he are today. And he allows to go through life so he can get the glory. Whatever you're going through, just remember, God get the glory. And not you, but it's God. So anyone out there, if whatever you're going through, trust, believe, and obey. It's blessed in all three of those. Abraham trust God. Abraham believe in God. And Abraham obey God. So just like Abraham did, we do the same thing, and it's blessed in all those. So God be with you and God keep you. Amen.
All right. That's awesome. Sister Jackson?
Amen. I would just like to say to everyone out there who's struggling, who's going through, just know that God has the master plan. And whatever is going, whatever it is that you're going through, just put it in his hand. Because he said in his word that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. So whatever it is that you're going through, look to Jesus in everything that you do. And when you seek him first and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. Amen.
Amen. Those are such, man, awesome words. And I know my listeners are encouraged because I am encouraged. And as I say this, I want to say it to everyone that is listening. You know, anyone can say anything and do anything, but it's up to us. You know, we have to take the initiative. We want to come out of certain things. We got to make a move.
Yes.
You know, people can tell us all day, but it's up to us. So this is a new year for everyone. And I encourage you, matter of fact, I say this, I encourage you to take a step of faith. Do something different that you've never done before. Go out and try to help somebody. Just tell them I love you, encouraging them, because there's so much going on in the world today. People are just, they're depressed, oppressed by the enemy. You know, they feel like they can't accomplish anything in life, but I come to let them know that the devil is a liar. You can do, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Yes.
You know, so hold your head up. You know that you are loved. Jesus loves you. He first loved you. And know that God has a plan for your life. It's not the end, but it's just the opposite. It's the beginning of something new, something different. You know, because you're a peculiar treasure to God.
Yes.
And I say this to just encourage my brothers and my sisters and people around the world. You know, God looks at your heart. No matter what other people say, he looks at your heart. So, and I just want to let you know that this is a new year of new beginnings, and God has some great blessings for his people. You just believe and have faith. You know, we walk by faith. We're people that are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. But sometimes we start looking and we be like Peter. We get a little, when we're called to walk on water, we get a little wavy because we look at the water thing. We think we can't do this in the natural eye. Well, God says, well, man, this is impossible. Well, God, all things are possible to them that believe. So just keep believing. And we're going to end this program on this note. Thank you all for listening and tuning in. WKRP Live has some great new things coming in for this year. And so I thank all my listeners, and I pray that you all have a blessed week and a blessed day. And until next week, this is C. Miller saying, God bless you and I love you. And I thank you for my guests, Brother Napoleon Mays and Sister Mary Jackson. God bless you all.
Thank you.
WKRP Live.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China.